USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Weekly jobless claims were higher than the Labor Department expected. Mark Hamrick, senior economic analyst with Bankrate.com, says the report of 861,000 new claims doesn't paint the entire picture.
Also add in the new claims under the Pandemic Unemployment Assistance Program, and that's an additional more than 500,000 claims. So when you lump all those together, you get a number that's 1.38 million.
Hamrick speaking there on CNBC. A winter storm is leaving parts of the southern plains in crisis. Gas prices are expected to climb about 10 to 20 cents. Gas prices expected to climb 10 to 20 cents across the country after the storm knocked out about a dozen refineries. FEMA and other relief programs are being implemented. You're listening to USA Radio News.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Russian intelligence agency hackers are believed to be responsible for gaining access to servers belonging to the U.S. government, several Fortune 500 companies, and thousands of individuals.
Experts have described the hack as one of the most devastating cyber attacks ever perpetrated. Dan Neuberger is the Deputy National Security Advisor for Cyber and for Emerging Technologies.
As of today, 9 federal agencies and about 100 private sector companies were compromised. So the scale of potential access far exceeded the number of known compromises.
The hackers gained access to servers belonging to network computer management software maker SolarWinds, inserting dangerous malware that was then downloaded by at least 18,000 customers of the company, including the U.S. government. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Police are continuing to look into the motive behind a shooting in Philadelphia.
At least 8 people are injured after shots rang out near the Olney Transportation Center on Wednesday afternoon, according to Philadelphia, Pennsylvania police. It happened in the city's Fern Rock section. Commissioner Daniel Outlaw.
We do have one person in custody, and we have 2 firearms recovered.
The victims were taken to area hospitals. A 71-year-old man was listed in critical condition, but the others were listed as stable condition, per the commissioner. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio says he believes Queens Assemblyman Ron Kim was bullied during a recent phone call with Democrat Governor Andrew Cuomo.
It's a very unfortunate and inappropriate way to treat people. And again, Ron Kim, I believe him. He refused to be intimidated, and I give him credit for that.
It's no secret de Blasio and Cuomo have clashed themselves, but the mayor says it's unacceptable if Kim was threatened after asking questions about how coronavirus was handled in nursing homes.
Thousands of people who were lost, our seniors, our elders, families that still don't know the truth, and the questions that need to be answered to make sure that nothing like this ever happens again.
De Blasio speaking there on MSNBC. More news can be found online at usaradio.com or on Facebook as well at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.